You're listening to Pause for the Cause on 107.3 Jams.
This is a weekly forum where opinions are voiced about the most talked about issues in the community. The views and opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of Summit Media, LLC. Here's your host of Pause for the Cause, Michael McGuire.
Michael McGuire, welcome back to our public affairs program. And today we have, once again, from the South Carolina Youth Advocate Program, I have Alex Rodriguez, who is a regional recruiter, and Erica Thompson, who is a therapeutic foster parent, back in the building. Ladies, how are you in 2024?
Hello, Michael. Happy New Year.
Doing great. How about yourself?
I can't complain. Had a great New Year's, and as you can see, we've moved to a new facility. We're getting all the kinks out, but I'm glad you guys are back.
We're glad to be back.
Yes, sir.
So one of the things we talked the last couple times you guys have been in here, we talked about different things that were happening in the city due to the holidays. We were talking about Halloween and some of the things you guys were doing, and then Thanksgiving and Christmas. Here we are in 2024. I think, Alex, you wanted to talk about something a little different today.
Yes, just due to the fact that, you know, we are starting off the new year, we really don't have a whole lot of community events going on at this time. I thought maybe it would be a good idea to talk with Erica about some of the challenges she's faced as a foster parent and how us as a therapeutic agency have supported and helped her through that, just so that people out there can see, you know, the benefits and the perks of, you know, being licensed with a therapeutic agency.
So that leads to my first question, Erica, for you is, what is one challenge that you have faced in fostering?
Honestly, you don't know exactly what kind of challenge you're going to get. You'll have a little bit of a background summary about the children, so you can kind of make an idea of, is this someone who I can put into my home or not? But
when you say a background summary, like how thorough is it?
It's as much as DSS knows at the time or is willing to share. So you can find out like age, the reasons why they may have been removed from their home.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes if they're coming from another home, they could also include the challenges that that child may have had in the other home that has caused for that child to be removed and asked to be placed in a new home.
All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean
to. No problem. So like I said, you don't exactly know what you're going to get until the child gets into your home. They may have displayed particular behaviors at the previous home that they're not displaying in yours. They may have new behaviors in your home that were not disclosed to you prior to them coming there. So it's just getting to know the child. And depending on what those issues or challenges are, you may need extra resources or help from the area. And SkyApp is great with that, with connecting you with people.
Has that happened to you?
Yes. One of the boys that I adopted over the summer, actually all three of the boys have ADHD, but one of them in particular has ADHD, autism, and he was nonverbal when we got him. So they connected us with developmental pediatrics, and so we had him tested and screened, and they connected us with Kidnetics, and so he was in speech, because when he first came to us, we could not understand anything that he was saying. And through the help of speech at school and outside services, I can pretty much understand most of what he's saying, so he's come a long way.
That sounds great. So when I look at Alex, how does Alex fit, like being with a licensed therapeutic agency, how does that help?
Well, at one point in time, she was our treatment coordinator, and so it's the treatment coordinator who helps get us connected with those resources. So that person would make phone calls to try to set us up with the area or give us a number that we can call so that we can schedule a time to get the child screened.
So you were just going from different homes, Alex?
Correct. When I was a treatment coordinator, and, you know, there are two other ones in my office, we are assigned a home and the children that we, you know, case manage. And so we go out there 2 to 3 times a month to, you know, like I said, navigate systems, connect to resources, support them, support the child, figuring out what that child needs in order to have a successful placement, plus be successful in life.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with her boys, like I said, they had significant challenges, and we were able to connect them to these resources in order for them to have all these benefits. Even now, as that they're adopted, they're able to continue those services. You know, we make referrals to age, you know, we have connections with some of these agencies outside of, you know, the schools and things like that, that we can kind of make referrals, or we can make a phone call and say, hey, you know, I've got a child, this is what's going on. You know, do you guys have any availability in this area? Can we do things? Sometimes there's in-home services, depending on the needs of the child. I currently case manage a medically fragile child, and that child gets PT and OT in the home. You know, they got baby net services in the home because she is one. So those kinds of things, because it's easier for them to, you know, administer those services in the home, mm-hmm. than have her traveling back and forth because she's got, you know, significant medical issues and has machines and things like that. So, you know, just making those connections, just making sure that these kids are getting everything that they possibly can. If we have any issues in the school with behaviors and with things like that, you know, we're in there. We get, you know, we're able to make a request for an, you know, an evaluation or an assessment to get an IEP. You know what I mean? They take our you know, request a little more serious sometimes, and they have to respond within 60 days. So, you know, just supporting that foster family, you know, they're dealing with the everyday in and out. So whatever we can do to help and relieve them, that's what we're there for.
Alex mentioned the IEP. Mm-hmm. They've come to the meetings with the school for us. Mm-hmm. And so they've supported us and the child in that manner as well. So just being there and being present is a great thing about SCIAT.
And we'll do that as well with like therapy as well. If the kids are referred to therapists and they need us there, you know, just to kind of, you know, talk to the therapist about some of the behaviors that we're seeing in the home so that they can better serve the child. You know, we're there as well. We'll do whatever we need to do in order to support everyone in the home.
How do you get in contact and find all these agencies which come on board with you?
Well, you know, most of these agencies are agencies that service, you know, anybody really, you know, community or foster, but it is just knowing what the child needs and having that, you know, that I think just the knowledge of being in the air, you know, in the field for so long. You know what I mean?
Thing because me as just a parent, foster parent, whatever, I did not know that those resources even existed
right
until they mentioned them to us.
So how long have you been doing this?
I've been doing it 11 years.
Okay. And how long have you been a foster parent?
Eight years.
Okay. You guys kind of grew up together.
Well, I've been with SCIAT for 7 years. So I came in a little after she was already licensed with us. And like I said, she had her previous treatment coordinator. When that treatment coordinator was no longer with us, I stepped in and I had a great time, you know, kind of growing with the kids and growing with them and just, you know, making sure that they got everything that they needed. And to see them now to what they were, like she said, when they first came in, it's just so rewarding. It's just so awesome to see them, you know, just be their best.
I can tell the way you light up when you talk.
It's amazing.
So, Erica, did you feel supported by SCIAT?
Most definitely. They were always there whenever I wanted to speak with anybody. If I called, if I text, they answer pretty quickly. We've even had someone come out to the home on the weekend if we had an issue.
3 o'clock in the morning?
Luckily, I haven't had an issue at 3 o'clock in the morning, but I have had an issue on a Saturday at 9 a.m. and they were there by 10. So,
okay.
I mean, they are very supportive, and I really love that.
You know, we do have 24/7 on call, mm-hmm. So they can reach, you know, like it's 9 out of 10 times you've built a relationship with your treatment coordinator, so you're going to call them automatically first, and 9 out of 10 times you're going to get them. They're going to answer whether they're on call or not. But if it were to be that you decided, you know, to call the on call number or that treatment coordinator didn't answer and you decided to do that, there's always somebody that's going to answer, and there's always somebody that's going to be able to help. You know, if there's an emergency, we have to go to the emergency room, we're there. We had to spend the night in the hospital, we're spending the night in the hospital. Whatever we got to do, like I said, to support them and the kids, there's always somebody there.
Tell us, what are some of the perks to being a licensed therapeutic, you know, agency?
Well, you do get to see all kinds of different children. So, and I really enjoy that because like I was saying earlier, it's a challenge, but it's also a blessing as well because you don't know what you're going to get. And just like the little kids that we've got right now, one of the little boys, well, one's a boy, one's a girl. The little boy is nonverbal. His sister talks all the time, so you never know what you're going to get. So just being able to give the love to these kids and the stability that they may not have had at home, it's great.
You were telling me a story earlier about the New Year's and coming back from the holidays. and when you said we came back from the holidays, you had two gifts waiting.
I did. So we went on a cruise from December 16th through the 23rd. And on the 23rd that evening, I got two new little kids, a 2-year-old and a 3-year-old. So it was a Saturday, and someone from SCIAT dropped them off. We knew that they were coming before we went on the cruise, and we were actually able to meet them before we left. So it actually ended up working out pretty good.
Okay. And Alex, you just seem like you're burning it at both ends. You know, how do you manage it all?
Like I said, I just love what I do. You know, there's days that I'm like, do I really want to continue to do this? And then I say to myself, I can't see myself doing anything but, you know what I mean? I've been doing it for a very long time. I love kids. I've worked with kids throughout my, you know, career time in different aspects. And it's just seeing the rewarding part of it. You know, a lot of people have this negative outlook on fostering because everyone, you know, portrays the bad things that can happen.
Right.
And I don't think that the glorified portion of how great this is enough. And so being able to, you know, see it out firsthand on my side is just, it gives me that reassurance every day that I'm doing what I need to be doing. Because I've always said that if kids could be safe, then I could do any other job in the world. But because they're not, then I have to do what I do. Well, because I feel like I can give them some of that safety.
You seem to operate on a higher elevation. Let's just put it like that. So I know what kind of job you do. How long do you want to do this?
I don't know. I mean, however long, you know, the Lord allows me to, I guess. I mean, like I said, I can't see myself doing anything else. I love what I do. I love our families. I love our kids. You know, my job now as a regional recruiter is to bring more families in, you know, to SkyUp. And, you know,
I was going to ask you, how has it changed from you just being helping to now being a regional person?
Yeah, I mean, I still do have three kids on my caseload that I do case manage still and, you know, help and navigate systems and things with. And I love doing that because I get to work with the families and the kids. But as a regional recruiter, I kind of just stepped into that a few months ago back in September. So it's kind of new still, but it's just, you know, finding, you know, places where we can promote who we are and what we do. You guys have opened that avenue for us, and that's been, you know, such a blessing to be able to be here every month, you know, just letting people in the community know who we are and what we do. And, you know, if they know of anyone that's interested, you know, bringing them on board, because I would love to just, you know, add on to the great SkyUp family that we already have. But just, you know, and anybody in the community knows of any events or anywhere that I can come and, you know, speak about what we do, who we are, or just participate, you know, with a table and with information, you know, please, by all means, contact us and let us know. And that's just my job now. It's just finding ways to get into the community and let people know what we do and who we are so we can try to get more families on board to help these kids.
Well, we're almost out of time. As always, give them your phone number and how to contact you guys.
So there's a few ways you can contact us. You can call me at the office at 864-676-0210, or you can reach us through our website, which is skyup.com. That's SCYAP.com.
Okay. All right. As always, I enjoy you guys coming in. Thank you so much. Can't wait to see you next week.
You mean next month, Michael?
Yeah.
Ooh, stop.
All right. Yeah, I can't wait to see you guys next month. Thank you very much. Is there anything else that I left out today?
No, sir. We appreciate you. We thank you. And we're looking forward to seeing you again next month ourselves.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank you for listening to Pause for the Cause, a public affairs show on 107.3 Jams.